Yeah. Yeah, got a show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
When I was growing up, man, R. Kelly was the man.
Yeah, I busted a lot of nuts listening to R. Kelly.
What?
I busted a lot of nuts listening to R. Kelly. Not by myself with girls, you know. You put on R. Kelly, man, them girls cannot resist. They start taking all their clothes off. Oh, no, you didn't just put on R. Kelly. Yep. Put your ass in a trance.
Because I'm fitting to go deep inside of them sweet walls.
You didn't do that? You did that.
But anyway, R. Kelly's in jail. Yeah.
So why,
I'm not talking.
So why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? Like I'm a bad person or something?
No, what I'm trying to say is, like, R. Kelly's in jail for what he did with the little girls, right?
Your underage girls?
Yeah.
He kidnapped them too, didn't he?
Well, I guess when you, that's what they call
it. He had a little coke going on little kids, man.
I mean, not little kids, like, I mean, like underage girls, you know?
Yeah, that's just underage. That's
yeah. Anyway, he's in jail looking like Hamas.
He's singing his. Hey, how much time did he get?
I think he got a lot of time.
How much is a lot of time?
Yeah, let's go to the video first. This dude is still living. Check him out.
Yeah, get some. When we watch this video, get some research going. Get some so we can. I want to know how many years he got.
All right, man. Let's go. Look at him.
Research.
Hey, nigga, you know you don't interrupt me when I'm finna sing, nigga. My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes, baby.
Wild style.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
Get the hell out of my ear. He's in jail doing that?
You in prison still singing about Lou Girl.
Hey.
What the hell's wrong with you, man? You're supposed to be rehabilitating yourself.
You can't rehabilitate. You can't rehabilitate yourself.
You
can.
You get a high school diploma. You get a.
You already got all that. Shut the hell up. Got a basketball singing. Was that really in jail? It says he was in jail. They let him play basketball in jail, huh?
Yeah, you know, you put a nigga in a cell, man, they turn into animals if you let them come out. You got to give them some yard time. Let them come out and smell some fresh air and, you know, cross a couple niggas up.
Shoot some threes.
Shoot some threes.
Keep that damn nerves at ease.
Yeah, man. You got to let them Negroes walk amongst themselves and let them walk in, you know, graze and shit.
Hey, man, he still got it.
Yeah, he still got it, man.
Still got it, man.
I bet he, man, all he had to do, man, R. Kelly back in the day, man, when he was hot, man, he come out there and start singing. Girls just start taking their clothes off, man.
Yeah.
I remember, man, I was watching this video, man. He was on stage singing, and girls just throwing their underwear.
I got
could
this,
have had any.
You know, I got this funny story. My first wife.
Here we go.
She went to an R. Kelly concert before he was big, and she was 14 at the time. And I guess he had that hit song, Honey Love. Remember that?
Yeah.
Honey Love. Honey Love. Remember that?
Yeah, Honey Love.
Right,
Honey
well,
Love.
After the concert, he sang that song.
That's my favorite, man. That damn Honey Love, man. Girls just drop them draws when you play Honey Love.
Right, after the concert, or whatever. He noticed my ex, brought her backstage, gave her a jar of honey, and she claims that he molested her.
Well, he stuck his dick in that honey first and told her to suck it.
I can't remember what happened, but
that's what she said. You don't remember that?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, that's first degree. So he had the intent, I'm going to make this song called Honey Love. And then when I get a girl back, I'm going to take out that jar of honey, I'm going to stick my dick in it, and I'm going to make the girl suck it. They ain't going to be able to resist. I'm going to have that Honey Love song on. He playing all that shit. Hey, how much time this Negro got? We able to find any facts on that? They give him 10, 20, 30?
I didn't really follow the case.
Huh?
I didn't
follow it either, man.
I think he got a long time. Anytime, because there's more than one girl. I think he got a lot of time. And he black too. You can't forget that.
Yeah, that adds an extra 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, it don't. Every charge it adds extra 5. R. Kelly received a 20-year prison sentence in his federal Chicago sex crimes case, with 19 years of this sentence being served along with his New York sentence. R. Kelly was sentenced to 20 years in prison in Chicago. Got 20 years.
He'll be out in six.
Nah, they ain't letting him out. He's black.
Nah, they let him out.
He's black. We're talking about little girls, man. I'm just joking. It has nothing to do with his skin color. It's crimes. Relax, white people. I'm just joking. I'm acting like I'm a progressive. But you remember that one song? Age ain't nothing but a number. Remember he's doing Aaliyah?
That's why he's getting all this motivation for his sick little twisted.
Like, play that video again. You think when he wrote that song,
he was thinking about it? He was scheming.
No, that song that we... Play it again. Listen to what he's singing about.
You know you don't interrupt me when I'm finna sing, nigga. My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes, baby.
The wild style.
I don't want to hurt nobody.
I don't want to hurt
but
nobody.
But there is something that I must confess.
Hey, get this Negro out of my ear. Gonna put 10 more years on your damn sense.
He still got it, man.
He still got it, though.
He still got it.
He still got it, man. After all these years, R. Kelly still got it.
It's a damn good show. Hey, we got a new giveaway going. Giveaway a Ford Bronco and 10,000 cash. And it's no ordinary Bronco. It's got 30,000 upgrades. There's a show truck in Vegas. The end of the win and the $10,000 in cold, hard, white American cash. Go to officialhardswins.com. Anything you buy from the site gets you automatically in at the win. Yeah.